Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your town hall of the air, your newspaper of the airwaves. Celebrating our 10th year on the air. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, the 5th of November, 2019, 7:05 in the morning. And news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Wow. Nice morning. What's it look like out there, Ashley?
We are looking at a high of 83 today for your election day, so you have no excuse not to get out there, enjoy the weather, and go vote. We're looking at a low of 51 overnight, partly cloudy, and then a high of 82, pretty much the same copy-paste throughout the rest of the week. We're waffling between mostly sunny and sunny, so just enough clouds to make our sunrises and sunsets pretty interesting for the next week.
Okay. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. It's been a huge success. It's won awards for hiring veterans, gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, I've got two things. One is absolutely horrible, and the other one is it's funny in a way. But yesterday, or on Monday, I'm sorry, on Monday, that was yesterday. In Mexico, in northern Mexico, there was a massacre. And at least 9 Americans, including 6 kids, were killed in this ambush by a drug cartel. They were members of a Latter-day Saint offshoot that has been in Mexico for decades, like over 70 years. The people there are dual citizenships. They were heading back to America from Utah. And they were ambushed by a drug cartel. They were in a three-car convoy, and they killed 3 women and 6 children, including 2 six-month-old twins, a 6-year-old, an 8-year-old, a couple more. 2 of the women were kidnapped with another child. Were kidnapped. They were found in another place dead. And they left 6 kids on standing there next to all the burnt-out cars. And the oldest boy was able to take the other kids and get them away from there. But as you can imagine, the horror that this raises, that these are Americans that were just traveling through the country up around Chihuahua, and when they were ambushed, they were within, I think, 50 miles of the border when this happened. Of course, Trump said, "Hey, look, if you need help, I'll be glad to send some people down there." And the president of Mexico had a very interesting answer. He said, no, war doesn't work against these guys. Well, now, if you just remember last week or the week before last, they arrested El Chapo's sons, arrested both of them. And the drug cartels came into this town and literally took it over. They were burning tires. They kidnapped police families. They kidnapped judges' families. They roll into town with 50 caliber machine guns mounted on trucks. We used to call them technicals in Somalia. And they literally took back the two. The two were released back to the cartel. Now, maybe war doesn't work, but when you start having people, 2 six-month-old children, and you know what? And of course, there's outrage about this, but this happens all the time. This happens all the time in Mexico. I think Tijuana is like up to 12,000 murders, you know, in a year. I mean, think about this. And then, you know, and we have people going down, and they protect places like Cozumel or Cabo San Lucas. They protect them. But it's only a matter of time that you get caught in an accident like this or a disaster like this. And you wonder why we want to control the border. Why people are so, you know, why we say we need to control that border. Because, you know, right now it's just the drugs coming north. And God knows, maybe terrorists and disease and all this is coming north because we have no way of controlling our border. We're being overwhelmed down there. But it's just a matter of time before those shootings end up in El Paso, Nogales, and these places, and they moved their way north. So, to me, it's one of these things where if you defend the border, maybe you can slow that down. Now, the other piece of news I have before we get to our guest, who is an expert, is a retired PG&E worker. Has worked in not only the power line side of it, but also a little solar, is Fox, is President Trump invited the Nationals, the ones who won the World Series, onto to the White House like he does everywhere. Well, in this case, the Nationals said, yeah, we're showing up. I think one of them said, no, I'm not going. But the rest of them did. Now, Kurt Suzuki, who was one of the heroes of the World Series, hit a home run and had is just a tough guy. He stepped to the microphone Monday. He put on a red Make America Great hat. Well, you cannot believe how this has made the Twitter universe go crazy. And said, and Suzuki said, I love you all. Thank you. And Twitter critics, which one comparing the hat to a Nazi symbol. If he wore a swastika, he'd get banned from baseball. And a Make America Great hat is no different. So, you know, this is the kind of stuff. Former CNN anchor Soledad O'Brien called it pathetic, while New York Times contributor Wajid Ali also took issue with Suzuki. They will never love you, Kurt Suzuki. They will never love you. Enjoy the hug and the delusion, whatever makes you feel great. Well, I don't know. I think a lot of people love Kurt Suzuki because, one, he's a great baseball player. He's an American, and he expressed himself. You know, it's everybody. And what he said was, all he did was support the president of the United States, the president of the country he's in. And, you know, so when this happens, you know, you just it goes crazy. But the Nationals were there. The president congratulated him on it. And you have to, you know, as I pointed out the other day, the Nationals won the World Series on the road. This for the first time in World Series history, the only wins each team had was on the road. And you say they won two in Houston, came back and lost three, came back and won two more in Houston, which goes to prove to you what I've said. You can't get anything done in the swamp. If you live there or you work there, there's nothing going to be done in the swamp. You got to leave. Or if you're a visitor bringing in, the visitors can come in and get something done because they don't live there. I don't know if anybody's ever going to drain the swamp. I think the swamp has been there since inception. And that the longer you're there, the more it gets into your bloodstream. It's like a disease. And you have bureaucrats that have been working there for 30 plus years. They're never going to leave. The ghosts of bureaucrats are walking through the halls. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to be talking to Bob Holsinger. He's, I heard him the other day on one of our other shows, but he's here. He's going to be able to talk to us about PG&E. And then there's some, you know, I just saw an article in the paper about how we can avoid fires without shutting down. I don't know if we'll be able to talk about that, but also about REU and his thoughts on REU, plus a few other things. So this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. I don't know about you, but it was getting a little bit chilly. It's been getting a little bit chilly, you know, 40 in the morning. And if you're looking to make sure your heater is working, give Alliance Heating and Air a call. When's the last time you had the filters cleaned on them or to make sure those air ducts were good? Alliance Heating and Air can do that. They can tune it up. They come in every 6 months for a tune-up on our systems here, either the air conditioning or the heaters. And outstanding service. They show up on time. They don't make a mess. They do everything they're supposed to do. They're pleasant as hell. And you can give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. I know I shouldn't have said that word, but they are very pleasant and very professional. We'll be right back.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples, your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, John Bastiani, a friend of mine, who started this business. It'll be 10 years next year, around March. If you're looking for a rifle, shotgun, pistol, revolver, anything that goes bang, go down to Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated, has all the accessories, the ammo, all of the stuff you need to shoot. All his people there are very, very knowledgeable. Their customer service is just outstanding. They welcome new shooters. If you've got questions and you say, well, you know, I don't want to ask a question because sometimes it makes me look less than brilliant, don't worry about it. They're down there to help you get started shooting. Veterans always get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Head on down. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. I'm here with Bob Holsinger, who is a former PG&E employee, and has I heard him the other day on one of our other shows and wanted to bring him on and talk about power, and especially now with all these power, you know, all the blackouts we're getting. So good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience?
Yeah, my background started as a laborer right out of high school. And next thing you know, about 15 years later, I got into management. Next thing you know, I'm building major power plants. And I built about five large frame gas turbine plants. And at PG&E, I was there six and a half years. And I was responsible for building 10 utility-scale solar plants and installing three fuel cell sites in the Bay Area.
Well, I would say then you've got lots of experience in this.
Well, I've been around a little bit. My gray hair shows that.
Hey, gray hair does not mean anything. You know, some of us start getting it early, sometimes after a marriage or after working for PG&E.
Yep.
Hey, Bob, these blackouts, are they preventable?
I think they are preventable. It's a matter of priorities and working together as a team. I have a real heartache when people point fingers that it's all PG&E's fault. It is not. They're one of the largest regulated utilities in the United States. They are the largest regulated utility in California. And who are they regulated by? By the California Public Utility Commission, which the commissioners are appointed by whom other than Governor Newsom appointed the president and one commissioner, and Jerry Brown appointed the other three commissioners. So they're regulated, highly regulated. They're subject to interveners. There's numerous interveners that come in on everything from Latino groups to energy safety issues to budget problems, and it's just a major problem when we go to the general rate case to establish revenues and expenses for the utility.
Okay. Now, the CEO, Bill Johnson, I believe that's who it is, he said that it's going to take a decade to put in all the anti-wildfire system upgrades. First of all, you can't prevent wildfires. Just like you can't prevent hurricanes and tornadoes,
right,
and earthquakes,
right,
you can. It could be a wildfire out there, and if the fire hits the poles, then that's just going to take them out, make it worse. But he says it's going to take a decade to upgrade and upgrades to be installed across the company's territory. He said, in time, these changes could mean the widespread preemptive power shutdowns won't be needed at all. What's your thoughts on that?
I think a lot of it goes back to the right-of-ways. And when we were traveling, we took a nationwide trip last year, and we were traveling a travel trailer around the country, and we saw in Oregon, Washington, Montana, where the right-of-ways were clean as a whistle. There was no trees underneath them. They are set back to where the trees would not contact power lines. We don't have that here in California as a general rule. We also have trees growing underneath our power lines. We've got wildland grasses under power lines. You know, it's just the nature of where we live. But the biggest thing is we need to get the trees back, cut back, and cleaned up. And then we have competing issues. We as consumers expect reliable energy. It's there. When I flip the switch, it's there. Consequently, the utilities all across the nation install devices on the power lines that if the line relays for any reason, it times out after a few cycles, which is a portion of a second, and then recloses in again. And now the cycle go longer, and it'll close in, and if it's still there, the fault is still there, it'll open up again. It'll do that three times before it actually locks that line out and de-energizes it. If you've got a tree or a power line down, every time it closes in, you've got a potential for a spark. A spark is a fire. You know, we do that
because it'll open up again, and it'll put the electricity through, and if there's brush there, if the line's down on the ground, what you're doing is you're just sparking it, and it'll do it three times, and that's it.
And then it'll lock out and clear, and that,
right.
It won't come until somebody checks the entire line. We as consumers expect reliable energy. We want that, and we're spending a lot of money through the general rate case at the PUC to get that. But on the other hand, we're saying we can't tolerate these wildfires we're having. So it's really kind of a double-edged sword. We've got to work together as a group to come up with a resolution on this.
Well, I agree, because it seems like if we could just clear the areas around it. I saw a helicopter coming by with a saw, a vertical saw, that was moving along the power line. And I guess it was in California. I don't know where it was, but it was moving laterally along the line, and it was just taking out every tree limb that could even get close to touching these the lines. I mean, it seemed like it worked really well. Is that something that PG&E does?
I do not know about their helicopter operations. I wouldn't be at all surprised. One
of
the things, I actually ran into a utility tree service the other day, and he was telling me they're bringing 900 crews in from outside the area to help with vegetation abatement. So that's a step in the right direction if we can get onto that. They probably need to rent a few, maybe more, maybe half a million goats. They can put out there too, because everybody's using goats now. And if you can get the goats along the right of way, at least they can start clearing that up. So what you're saying is that in reality, there's no way that you're going to prevent these fires unless you've got at least what 100 feet, 200 feet away from the wires.
The radius of wherever a tree could fall into the power lines, basically.
And that means also taking down private property.
Potentially so.
If you're within that, then the standby to lose your trees along that right away.
And then we got the Forest Service, we got state forests, we've got private property owners all saying, "Oh, not those trees. You know, I can't cut those trees." But it's, again, we've got to work together as a group to solve this problem.
Is the PUC helping or hurting?
It's both. If you look at their vision statement,
the PUC is the Public Utilities Commission, by the way, who oversees PG&E and all the utilities.
Yes, there's actually four large regulated utilities and then three smaller utilities in California that the PUC is responsible for. But their mission statement says, "We empower Californians through access to safe, clean, and affordable utilities, services, and infrastructure." Okay, I got it. We want affordable electric, and we want reliable electric, and they empower us by giving us that. However, there's other issues with that. The legislature makes rules on what the utilities are subject to, and then the PUC is responsible for implementing these rules. So they make their own rules outside of legislation that the utility is bound to. It's got to be a community effort working together instead of pointing fingers at one another is all I'm saying this morning.
Okay. Now, here's people are coming up with different ideas. One of them is that, now that they are in bankruptcy, but if people have to also understand, and I think I have this right, is they can be bankrupt and they can be sued, but not to the point where they have to stop operations. You can just take them to a certain point, and they still have to have money in there to do the operations to keep the power flowing.
Right.
So, okay, here's one of the ideas. Sell off PG&E's local operations to cities, specific cities.
That's an option, potentially. I believe that there's a few municipalities in California right now that are exploring that. I believe it's Modesto, if I recall, most recently is looking into buying the PG&E assets there for cash, which would help in the bankruptcy. But there's also liabilities. They are certainly not utility people. You know, just because you're a city now, Reading Electric Utility, it's amazing to me. I spent 44 years in the power industry. I went to the open house a couple weeks ago on the Clear Creek facility. The facility itself was spotless. What they had there just blew me away. They're doing their own trading of energy and gas supplies right there on site. I worked for an independent power producer for almost 19 years. They had a huge trading floor on a skyscraper in the middle of Houston, Texas. And they had a whole floor of the skyscraper, and all that was trading gas and energy. And I saw that Reading Electric Utility is doing that over here ourselves. I was impressed. The power plant was very well run. The plant manager was exceptionally knowledgeable. And everyone I met was amazing.
Well, you know, Dan Beans has been on our show several times. Dan's, you know, he's with the hiring these 19 new firefighters whose whole job is to go out and clear. And he wants to build a fire. He wants to build a fire break all around Reading, which essentially, you know, going down the lines and all that, he could do that.
I hear you. He's got 115,000 volt lines that goes around Reading, so he's got options. You know, he wants to protect Reading, and I just think that's phenomenal. That's awesome.
Isn't that something?
It is.
I mean, this is his plan. Okay, so selling local operations to cities, though, good idea. And this San Jose proposed to buy out PG&E's operations in the city and convert it into the country's largest customer-owned utility.
One of the concerns I have, I believe there was a California governor that once said, one of the most terrifying words in the American language or English language is, "I'm from the government, I'm here to help." I think if we keep our government out of the utility business, we're better off in that space.
And yet?
And that said, Reading Electric Utility is successful in the utility industry, but they've been working at it for a number of years.
That's true. Okay, the next one was place outside experts on PG&E's board of directors.
How about place outside experts on the California Public Utilities Commission Board of Commissioners? If you look at their resumes online, mm-hmm. not a one of them has any background in electrical.
I just saw Newsom put together a wildfire group. And what I saw in that was I saw two members of PG&E, and I saw people with book knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see anybody in there like, say, and I saw unions in there. But I didn't see anybody from the forest industry. I didn't see anybody from the cogen industry. Things like this that could say, hey, look, if we're going to be talking about this, is how we can use all of this slash and all the trees we're going to be dropping is putting it into this and creating electricity. Right. I didn't see anybody like that on the board. They were all just kind of maybe one of them had any experience in, I mean, on the ground.
Yeah.
So compel major upgrades to PG&E's grid.
It is a very much it's an item that's very much needed. I grant you that. I think PG&E would be the first to tell you that. It's all about dollars and cents.
Yeah.
We got to prioritize every dollar we spend and spend it wisely.
And also then the customers would have to shoulder the bill on that.
That's a challenge. One of the challenges we face there as customers, as ratepayers, is we're being shoved renewable energy down our throat. And that is being subsidized by the ratepayers. And if it doesn't run 24/7, it's not a replacement for gas turbine plants or hydro.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have a way to store it. We don't have any of that economical way currently defined or just designed to allow us to do that. So we're having to put
solar is not the answer to this because you still have to be able to provide power to those people with solar and wind turbines.
Yes,
because the wind's not going to blow and the sun's not going to shine. Et cetera, et cetera.
Intermittent generation resources, we call it. Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. You know, right now they've got a special for veterans right now, veterans and first responders and active duty military. You can get a plan here. They have no receiver or plan restrictions, free movie rentals, free upgrade to Hopper 2 so you can stream TV on Dish anywhere while deployed or away from here. And this is included, the Stars and Stripes package is included at no additional cost. For all the information on this, you give them a call at 241-3474, 241-DISH. You won't get this at the 800 number. This is our local guy. This is Doug Tooley, a veteran himself at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. It's 7:32 in the morning, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank's new location at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaride.com. Cypress or Eyes provides competitive competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your first pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, prophets and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 44 degrees out there. It's going to be going up to 81 today. It was beautiful yesterday. It went up to like 88 yesterday. Almost thought about maybe I should turn on the air conditioning in the house. 7:37 in the morning, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, is bringing us this segment. Specializing in home electronics, if you're looking for a TV, you go see Clyde. He's been 32 years in the satellite business also, but his thing about putting in surround sound and everything else, you're not going to beat him. Authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. If you want surround sound like he put in our house over a decade ago and it works perfectly, talk to Clyde. Give him a call at 221-4144. Clyde's Enterprise is still the best. He's located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Okay, I'm here with Bob Holsinger. He's retired now, but he worked for PG&E. He's built plants. He's built all the solar and all this. Let's get into solar here. The state of California has now said that every new house has to be solar ready. Now, it doesn't say how much solar ready, so I guess you could throw up one panel or two panels. But the problem with solar is that unless you've got deep cycle batteries, which are very, very expensive, the way everybody uses solar that I know of, when the sun's shining, they use it. But as soon as the sun goes down, they get back onto the infrastructure.
Right.
So, and there's the drawback.
That is the drawback, and one of the challenges we're facing with these rolling brownouts, everybody's thinking, oh, I got solar, so I'll be just fine. The problem of it is unless you have outside AC power to synchronize your solar system to, the solar system will not come on. That's the way the current technology is set up.
So at night you don't have power, you figure, well, I'll have it during the day, but that's not true then.
Well, if we've got outside or Reading Electric Utility is still energized. We're not
right.
doing rolling brownouts.
Right. We're talking outside. REU is an anomaly here, my friend.
Island by itself.
It's an island, and it's a wonderful island. It's like Fantasy Island that we're on here. Little guy running around. There's the plane. And now he just says, there's electricity. But if you're living out in PG&E land and you lose your power.
Palo Cedro, power goes out.
And you have solar.
So sorry.
Unless you
need some outside electricity to
like
match
a generator.
Your voltages, your frequencies, too, and then the solar can run. If you do not have outside electricity, the way they're currently set up, for safety reasons, the solar will not come on and energize. So, otherwise, it would energize back into the power grid out there,
and potentially kill people or hurt people severely because of your solar systems.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And you built these things.
Yes,
sir. So you know.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So even without this, even with solar, unless you've got the deep battery or the deep cycle batteries, you're still kind of like out of too bad.
Unless you're totally off the grid running on solar, then you're fine.
Okay. Then if, and wind's the same way.
Yes, sir.
So this is not going to go away, this problem.
Not in the near future unless we, again, work together to come up with a solution.
And what, in your opinion, Bob, is the solution?
We need to find the right people with the knowledge, with technology as of out there, and sit down together with a common goal in mind and how we're going to get from where we're at today to that goal. We have to achieve the goal, but it's not going to be my idea or the PUC's idea or PG&E's idea. It's going to be a collective idea here. Sit down, talk about it civilly. It's something that our Congress, as we see, is not doing a very good job of. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to set the example of how we can solve these problems together by sitting down and working together.
Well, this is this is going to be something that doesn't go away then.
It's because not tomorrow.
I don't see it.
Not
because
tomorrow,
now, what about the state taking over the PG&E? I mean, we've heard that one. Newsom floated that one the other day.
Right.
Is that a good idea?
In my personal opinion, and we all have opinions, my personal opinion is I don't have any trust for the state government to manage anything. I look at our budget, California, and I say no. I look at what we did with our felons that are releasing on the streets.
Well, you know what? I have to – this is what I – when I saw that, this is what I wrote. Look at your infrastructure, your roads and your bridges. Look at your housing problems. Look at your homeless problems. Look at your crime problems. Look at, almost anything, high-speed trains, the way we spend money. All this, just take a look at this, and do you want the state to run your electricity also?
Never, never, never.
That's right. Now, well, then what about selling it to, you know, like REU has done a wonderful job. They are responsive to the to their customers. You said yourself when you moved up here to Redding, how much of a break did you get on your
My electric utilities were $600 a month, and I came up here and I've seen it 400 maybe a couple of times, but most of the time it's less than 400
yeah.
bucks. I mean, it's just amazing. It's still about the same size house,
yeah,
and it's just as hot here as it was in Fresno.
Oh yeah. So REU has made it, has shown that it can work. So could, you know, this one idea is to sell PG&E to the smaller communities, and they just take over that segment of it. What about that?
I believe personally that it would be a very large cost undertaking for any municipality to do that, because someone's still got to maintain the lines, and a lot of times they will buy the actual infrastructure to deliver the energy, but then they'll still contract with PG&E to maintain it on their behalf.
Yeah.
But again,
and you still have to get your power across those lines from PG&E,
yes,
which they could still turn off the power.
Yes.
Because REU does not get their power from PG&E. They get it from
the dam, and then they have some of their own generation. They got wind turbine contracts, you know, all kinds
of contracts. They go through like WAFA or something like that.
Western Area Power Administration.
WAFA,
yes.
Yeah. Yep. So they get their power from there, which is different.
Yes.
So we don't rely on PG&E, and you're right, with that generator plant, even if everything around us went, we could still be generating power here.
During Snowmageddon, as we call it, last October,
yeah,
the Clear Creek plant carried the entire city of Redding with no problem.
Yep. Whoever figured this out, I don't know how long. Hey, Ashley, get on your computer there and see how long REU has been in existence. Because I'd like to know who the great idea, whoever this had back then, to say, we need our own power facility. Okay. What do you think about nuclear power?
I'm a nuclear proponent. I grew up about a mile and a half from one of the first commercial nuclear plants in the United States. It was a Dresden nuclear plant in Illinois.
You don't have a third eye or anything else?
No, I don't.
That everything's what it's supposed to be and all that, right?
That's correct.
I look at this when people go, it's dangerous. I said, well, really, because we've been having men and women, mainly men at first, but now women, in nuclear subs that are underneath the ocean for 6 months at a time. Once they go down, they do not come up. It's very rare that they do. And they're inside a container with a nuclear generator in there. None of them seem to be having problems. I'm looking at nuclear aircraft carriers that have been around 50, 60 years, at least 60 years.
Right.
no problems. So the idea of having a generator plant, a nuclear generator plant, it would be people point at Fukushima or Chernobyl, but our plants are built differently than theirs.
And they're also subject to regulation by the National Regulatory Commissions, you know, and there's an awful lot of stringent requirements, but I look at Diablo Canyon and I look at how they're managed, how they're maintained, how they're regulated. They've got, in case of, they don't need electrical outside power immediately to cool the reactors, they've got gravity-fed cooling ponds. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, PG&E installed in the mid-'80s, they installed a pump storage facility east of Fresno with the sole purpose of providing emergency power to Diablo if they ever needed it. And so, you know, it can be safely done, and it has been safely done for years and decades.
Okay, the and I have a friend that was an inspector on the nukes, and he said it's unbelievable how many backup systems. He says, in fact, it's not just one backup system. It's not two backup systems, not even three. In many cases, it's four. And he explained the difference between Chernobyl and Three Mile Island. They were both the same problem. The difference is that Three Mile Island had a container building. They kept everything in there. Chernobyl didn't. And then they had no idea how to handle it. So dumping water on it was not the good idea. And the terrible, the disaster that happened from there. We have not had a disaster. There's never been an accident that's caused the loss of a civilian life.
No.
In all the years we've had it, and now we're just cutting them off. When it would, to me, it seems like it could be an answer for our energy problems.
It can be part of the solution for sure. One of the things with nuclear, it's not really conducive for generation like this. It's base loaded in as much as wherever they can produce, they go to that level and they sit there. They don't follow load requirements like a conventional power plant would do.
So what's that? We got to take a break. We're going to come right back with Bob Holsinger, who seems to be an expert on all this stuff. And I love asking these questions because I have these questions about why not nukes. And I'm actually hearing things from elected officials, you know, some of them that are, you know, running for president that said, I think we should look at nuclear energy. And I'm like, whoa. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Two branches right here in Reading. And by the way, on Thursday, I'll be at the branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue as we do RABA as for the Reading Bus Authority so that we can get money, raise money and donations to give free bus tickets to our veterans who can't drive any longer, either through elderly or they're physically unable to drive. We hand out, distribute these bus tickets. Once we know that they're veterans, then they get a free bus ticket. And at last year, we raised raised around $6,000, which lasted through most of the year. But we'll be down there Thursday morning from 7 to 9, Trish Clark and myself, at the 192 Hartnell Avenue. But Cornerstone Community Bank is just another way they give back to our community. They invite you to experience how they move local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Bob Holsinger.
To North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR mornings.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Wind River Resort and Casino is your place to win.
Play our Electrify Your Life Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe your River Club card daily, guaranteed to win free slot play or one of two Tesla Model 3s. Weekly drawings for free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawing on Thursday, December 26th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Two grand prize winners to receive a Tesla Model 3. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank's new location at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaride.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your first pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
The heat that's given off is used in power plants that actually makes most of the electricity in France. It powers aircraft carriers.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:52 in the morning. It's about 46 degrees right now, going up to 81. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, the only watch repairman there. You can find anything you want at Four Winds Jewelry, from estate jewelry to personally designed by Henry there and built by Henry. And Rebecca and Henry have a great business there. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 at 2225 Hilltop Drive. I'm here with Bob Holsinger, retired PG&E guy, but he's also, his background is he's built power plants. He's worked on the infrastructure. He's also worked on the solar, building solar farms. So when we talk about solar in this, he's very knowledgeable. And now we want to talk about underground, putting it underground, because I saw that the other day. Somebody says, well, why don't we just put everything underground? Well, having been around trenching before, I know it's not quite as easy. If you think about an open field, trenching could be an answer. But you're not really sold on this, are you, Bob?
I'm not. The reason I'm not cost, or none is for cost benefits. You're looking at anywhere to 4 to 14 to 20 times more expensive to go underground with a transmission line than to go overhead.
Okay, so they figured out, somebody said it was, I think PG&E said it was going to be like $2.5 million per linear foot. That seems like an awfully high estimate.
I think that's probably a little excessive.
Yeah.
Personally.
But if you look at, you know, I had saw somebody else saying, well, you can do linear feet for, digging trenches, linear feet for, let's say, $60 and a linear foot. Okay. But it's still kind of expensive, but still. And then somebody said, though, but if you, it's not like laying cable. From your TV, or your telephone. You're laying high power cables that or transmission cables that carry
230,000 volts.
Yeah. So how would you do that? I mean, well, you know, to us laymen out here, well, it's already, if it's up in the air, why can't you just put it in the ground?
We're using the air as an insulator, so we don't have to insulate the pipe. The wires you see in the air on transmission towers are not insulated. They're just bare conductors hanging there.
Oh.
If we go underground, now you've got to insulate it. And there's two technologies right now to insulate it, actually three. One of them is using a polyethylene shielded cable, and that cable for a 230,000-volt cable could easily be 8 inches in diameter per phase, and there's three phases that would go in a trench. Another technology would be insulated with oil, at high-pressure oil. And so there you have a hazardous material buried underground that's subject to leaks, subject to explosions, all kinds of issues there. And the third technology is using a nitrogen blanket for insulation.
I don't even like the sound of that one.
Anyway, you know,
it might be safe. Is it nitrogen? That's not explosive, though.
Not explosive, but right. It's an inhalation hazard, obviously.
Right.
In vaults underground.
Yeah.
Now you've got an opportunity for people to be suffocated while they're working on that line. So it's a big challenge. And the cost, again, the cost prohibitive. How about directional boring under the current utilities that are in metropolitan areas and out in the streets that we don't know about? You know, you can't just dig through water lines and fiber optic cables and you know, telephone and cable, what have you. You've got to work around them or under them. So your directional boring, which is expensive. If you get on the mountains, it's like that 115 cable line that supposedly faulted up in the Paradise area is the cause of this fire. If you tried to put...
Wait a minute. You said supposedly.
Well, it's been stated that it was the cause.
Okay.
I believe it was.
Okay.
I believe it probably was. If we tried to put that line underground, guess what? That's mountainous areas. Guess what? There's a lot of bedrock up there. So you're blasting
through bedrock. Yeah,
people don't
realize. Yeah, this is something that would take longer than 10 years to do. Easily.
A whole lot of money. Of your or my money as ratepayers. I don't know if we could afford it.
Well, I don't get my power from PG&E. Okay, so that may be an answer in some areas, but those areas are probably the ones that's not where the fires start. I mean, you're talking open areas or gently rolling hills.
You look at the delta area. You tried to put cables through the delta area. Where's the groundwater table? Probably a foot, 2 foot below the ground at best. So now you've got water intrusion, corrosion issues with underground cabling. So each area needs to be evaluated individually to figure out what the assets are, what the risks are in the design before you even go to the
So we have like 1 mile in the whole state of California you could put it in and it wouldn't be a problem.
I wouldn't say that.
Well,
I think there's
may
a
not
lot,
even be
there's,
a mile.
There's a lot of, opportunity in the Central Valley, obviously.
Yeah, but Central Valley isn't the one that has the problems. So.
The generation is coming out of the foothills, or coming from interstate, coming outside of the state, being pulled into the state.
Yeah. Okay, so then it sounds to me like the answer is then to clear everything around these lines and just, I mean, make it so hard that if one of the lines, because you said, I didn't realize this, you mean those 150,000-volt lines don't have insulation around them?
No, they're just bare conductors.
Those wires don't have any insulation around them then?
No, sir.
Not even to protect from, like, rain? I mean, it must be wrapped in something.
Nothing whatsoever. So you'll see videos on YouTube of people actually climbing on the insulated on the uninsulated lines while they're energized. It's just like a bird on the power line behind your house. As long as you don't touch anything to ground and you're on the insulated that's energized, you're fine.
Can you touch two wires?
You're toast.
If you touch two wires, you're toast.
Just a poof and you're gone. Yeah.
I've seen hot air balloons that went into that one that time and just blew them out.
Major sparks and blowing up. Yeah, not good.
Okay, well then let's get to, we have 1 minute left. What do you want people to think about here?
I ask you, if you're going to point fingers, be sure you're knowledgeable and a resource for knowledge on PG&E and the general rate case that they set their revenue and the rates that you and I as consumers would pay, that you go to the California Public Utility Commission, look at the commissioners and look at the rate case. It's PG&E GRC, or general rate case, and become informed.
Yeah.
And if you still think it's necessary to point your finger at PG&E solely, do it.
It's not just PG&E. It's, like you said, the PUC is big on this. We got to run. But the one thing that has to happen is a plan to, at least if nothing else, is to clear the land around all these transmission lines.
Yes,
and that will help knock it down.
Yes, it will. Yep.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Thank you for the
Holsinger. You know what, Bob? It's not the last time you're going to come on. I'm going to get you. I want you to do your homework on nukes, and let's come back and talk nuclear power one day.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Two more transcripts of testimony in the House Democrats' impeachment investigation due for release today. They're transcripts of the testimony of EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland and former Special Ukraine Envoy Kurt Volker. Also today, two White House officials scheduled to testify behind closed doors. Meanwhile, President Trump predicting the Russia and Ukraine investigations targeting him will backfire on the Democrats.
With Democrat lies, hoaxes, slander, the Democrats' outrageous conduct has created an angry majority.
Mr. Trump at a rally last night in Lexington, Kentucky. The president says now is the time to wipe Mexico's violent drug cartels off the face of the earth. Mr. Trump says the U.S. willing to help Mexico do that after deadly violence targeting U.S. citizens in northern Mexico.
Mexico's top security official says at least three women and six children were slaughtered by cartel gunmen. The security secretary says the gunmen may have mistaken the group's SUVs for rival gangs. Relatives say the victims are U.S. citizens. Six children were injured in the attack, and one child is still missing. The attack targeted American citizens who live in a community founded as part of an offshoot to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Mike Hempen.
Two inmates awaiting trial on murder charges escaped a Central California jail over the weekend through a hole they made in a bathroom ceiling that's a blind spot for the guards. Two men got out of the Monterey County lockup, and they remain at large. On Wall Street this morning, the key averages are mixed. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 30 points, while the S&P 500 Index is down 5. The NASDAQ Composite Index is off 2 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Turkey has captured a sister of the ISIS leader who died during a recent U.S. military raid on the terror group's base of operations in northwestern Syria. Here's BBC's Gareth Barlow.
Turkish intelligence sources hope Rasmir Awad will provide vital information. While it's unlikely she'll have knowledge of the group's strategy, she may provide insight into the life and thoughts of its former leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. For Turkey, this is an important moment. Ankara has been criticized for its campaign against the Kurds in northern Syria. But the capture of a central IS figure in territory Turkey now controls will offer vital justification for its operations.
A senior Chinese official says President Xi Jinping's surprise meeting with Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam is a vote of confidence in her government's ability to tackle 5 months of anti-government protests that have rocked the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. News and analysis, townhall.com. New study blames invasive grass species for more frequent and or intense U.S. wildfires.
The study's authors say a dozen non-native species of grass act as little arsonists, providing a kind of kindling for wildfires. One invading grass found in California, the common Mediterranean grass, has been connected to a tripling of wildfire frequency. And cheatgrass, which covers about a third of the Intermountain West, is another big-time fire promoter. The researchers say they can't attribute California's latest round of wildfires directly to the grasses, but they are likely to have had a role. A study is published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A resurgence of anti-police violence has emerged in the long-troubled towns around Paris Signs that lawlessness still simmers in French urban hotspots that exploded in 3 weeks of rioting back in 2005. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air on here today, 11-5-2019, the 5th of November, 2019, 8:05 in the morning. And the news was brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. What's the weather look like for today, Ashley, and tomorrow, and the next day?
The answer for all of those is exactly the same. We are looking at a high of 83 today, 51 tonight, 82 tomorrow, 51 tomorrow night, 81 Thursday, 50 Thursday night. Even the cloud cover looks like it's going to be pretty much the same, which means we're going to have a beautiful sunset tonight, and you can expect that throughout the rest of the week.
What about Saturday and Sunday? Still good? And then Monday, of course, is Veterans Day.
Most important day. We are looking at a slightly warmer temperature on Saturday of 84 instead of 83 today.
Wow. And then Monday? Does it go that far?
Not this one. Yeah. Okay. So this is also saying Veterans Day, Monday, is mostly sunny with a high near 81.
Great. Because there's so many events going on.
Whatever you experience today, that's happening for the foreseeable future.
Great. Beautiful weather up here. And let's talk about this. Now, on Thursday, Trish Clark and I will be down at Cornerstone Community Bank on Hartnell. I'm going to raise some money for RABA to help our veterans who can't drive for, you know, either age or they can't drive and physical disabilities to raise money to be able to give them tickets for the rest of the year, bus tickets for the rest of the year. This has been very successful in the past. So if you have any money and you want to come down and donate, any amount will be fine. And for RABA, and to make sure our veterans are able to get around town. And then on Friday, I'll be down at Crown Motors for our annual salute to the veterans. And we'll have veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, War on Terror, all of these will be with us that day at Friday at 7 to 9 at Crown Motors. If you're a veteran, please come on by. Let's get you on the air and talk about you and your experiences. Saturday is the big parade in the city of Shasta Lake. It starts at 10 o'clock. If you get there early, you can go eat breakfast there at the fire station from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Scrambled eggs, pancakes, sausage, they got it all. Therefore, I think that's for like $6. Then the parade starts at 10 a.m. They've got about 100 people there, or 100 entries so far. It's the largest parade north of Fresno to come on in. And then, that's Saturday. And then Saturday evening will be the Laughing Lungs event that starts at 3 p.m. The doors open at 2 p.m. That's the Pilgrim Congregational Church, and it's to raise money and awareness for lung cancer, stand-up comedy. They have silent auctions. They have it more. And for more information, you go to Pace Cancer Center at 247-1425 to become involved in that. There'll be tickets for $15, and they'll be also available at the door. And then, of course, Sunday, the Marine Corps Ball at Wind River, and it sold out. So, sorry, if you're still looking to come by, you say, hey, I'd like to go to the Marine Corps Ball. It sold out. Monday, of course, is Veterans Day. A lot of things going on Veterans Day. Linda and I will be up at IGO, and the event starts at 11 o'clock. I recommend you get up there early. Linda will be singing the national anthem, and it's going to have a variety of things. The flyover, it's going to have a lane of wreaths out there by different groups. Also, at the same time, down at the Elks Lodge, they're having a toast to veterans at that time. And I'm trying to think of anything. I think also at in Anderson, they have an event there, too. They all start around the same time. So we're going to be pretty busy. So we've got remotes on Thursday, Friday, and then all the events on Saturday and Sunday and Monday. So the next time you see us, and you know that we're actually comprehensive of what's going on around us, will be sometime around Wednesday, because we're going to be on the run the whole time. Okay. Sitting across from me is one of my favorite people, Dr. Pramila Dhanuka. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Now, this is, you know, we talked about the laughing lungs, but this is Lung Cancer Awareness Month.
Right.
Now, lung cancer is one of those diseases that people don't seem to be that interested in unless it hits your family.
That's true. But the major thing that should hit all of us, actually, is that it's the number one killer. Both for men and women.
And lung cancer is.
Lung cancer is. So,
and why is that?
Many reasons. One of them is we are not as we detect it late. You know, that is one big reason mm-hmm. in any cancer, and especially in this one. And because we detect it late, cure becomes less and less as you go ahead mm-hmm. in the stages of detection. So, early detection, of course, helps. And that awareness for the people, because they also don't realize sometimes. Patients don't realize. Early on, we don't have much symptoms. So you don't realize it and you don't get it checked out.
Well,
and there is no screening.
What are the symptoms?
Symptoms for lung cancer can be very vague, honestly.
Okay.
From wide range.
A wide range?
Yeah.
So vague. Okay.
Vague and wide range, and that's a problem too. It's not specified to any particular area. And by the time you start having symptoms, it's already advanced, locally at least.
Okay.
So that becomes a problem there. But it can range from, you know, cough that's not going away. You're bringing phlegm hemoptysis or a little bit of blood in there.
Uh-huh.
You're having pain, your breathing problems, but again, like I said, they all are once it's established and advanced.
Okay, you won't have those till then. So, did lung x-rays help?
X-rays are useless in this detection of cancer. I mean, they are very good for other things, but for cancer detection, they are pretty much, because on x-rays, you're not able to see it as clearly, especially the smaller mm-hmm. lesions, and so they don't work.
What about a CAT scan or a MRI or something?
Yeah, CAT scans help, but, you know, for screening, CAT scans is not that economically viable option.
Okay.
Especially for screening a large population. When we are trying to find cases, you have to screen 10 times more population to even get one genuine case. So it's a problem in that situation too. So, but what helps is high-risk screening has certainly helped. So people who have smoking history, people who have family members who have cancer, lung cancer, or they are in an environment or they have exposure to other carcinogenic, lung cancer carcinogenic in their lifetime, those are considered like high-risk people.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, and there is a criteria, you can say 30 years born after this, there's a specific criteria American Cancer Society puts up as well. So if you are part of that high-risk group, then nowadays the insurances are paying for the screening CAT scans.
Okay.
So that can be
done. If you're in the high-risk group.
If you're in the high-risk group, yes. And it's not for general public yet, but a high-risk group, certainly it's very helpful because it can detect earlier and, of course, save lives.
Okay. I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, who has the Pace Cancer Center here in town. And we're talking about lung cancer. This is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. And we have Dr. Dhanuka on. We have breast cancer awareness. We have lung cancer awareness. We have colon cancer awareness okay. months. I think we could go every month. There could be, like, a different cancer here. But I'm starting, you know, I'm having a downer right now, mm-hmm. doctor, because You're saying it's hard to detect, and if you have a cough, so I've coughed a couple of times the last couple of days, thinking that's probably just a because of the wind and the time of the year, and I've got an allergy, which is happens every year. But you're saying that this is hard to detect unless you have the CAT scan. But when we come back, we want to talk about the treatments for it. And the fact is, though, if you come from a high-risk environment or family, you can get that CAT scan that will help out.
That's right, yeah. So there are, I can go over if you want all the risk factors and other things, but which may help public to just be aware of it.
Okay, yeah, and we'll do that. Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers is helping your loved ones if they need that extra help at home, whether it's, say, they had a surgery, a hip replacement, or a knee replacement, as many people I know have been having. They may need some help around the house. So whether it's a couple hours a day, a couple days a week, or 7 days a week, around the clock, Sharon Clark can help you. Sharon Clark comes to your house. She does a comprehensive evaluation of what goes on, and she'll come up with a plan that works for you and your family. She bases it around the needs of your loved one. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka and Lung Cancer Awareness.
Update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also. With a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank's new location at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m., your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaride.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your first pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Wind River Resort and Casino is your place to win.
Play our Electrify Your Life Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe your River Club card daily, guaranteed to win free slot play or one of two Tesla Model 3s. Weekly drawings for free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawing on Thursday, December 26th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Two grand prize winners to receive a Tesla Model 3. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, 52 degrees, going up to 81 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing us this segment. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has been helping people since 1993, whether it's your financial side, where they can give you just super advice on how to invest your money. Have somebody take a look at your investments that you know, maybe you've had them for a while and you're not sure if you know if it should be going in that same direction. Judy has been an absolute guru when it comes to finding fire insurance for so many people that have lost their fire insurance because you happen to live in an area where there's been fires. Give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And here's one of my favorite guests is with me, Dr. Pramila Dhanuka. I have to admit that Dr. Payush Dhanuka knows more about me than many, many, many people does, at least for certain regions of my body, with his for the colon cancer screening. But Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is an oncologist that has Pace Cancer Center right here in town. And when we have different cancers, and lung cancer every year, I'm just – I look at colon cancer and cervical cancer and breast cancer because it can be caught early and it can be treated and cured. You have a really good chance with those if you catch them early. Unfortunately for lung cancer, people catch it late. And then your treatment options really kind of fall down a little bit. But and it's hard to detect and until it gets to that point where, oh, I've got something in there.
Right.
And, okay, people that have worked in certain jobs, though, can you talk about that, that have been exposed to different things?
Right. There is a whole we can divide it into a whole group of factors that can affect our what we call risk factors for lung cancer. And some are, of course, environmental. In environmental also, some are which we can manipulate, some are which we cannot. But then there are genetic factors which are we cannot make any difference, but regardless, we are born with it and we live with those. Mm-hmm. And then there are other
environmental?
And what we create for ourselves, behavioral factors.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The number one cause is, of course, smoking. Mm-hmm. And that's what our program, the lung cancer prevention program or awareness program that we run every year for last 11 years. It focuses on behavioral factors that can come into play. And help prevent lung cancer.
Now, this is what you're having this Saturday.
Right.
And this is called Laughing Lungs, but yeah. It's a very serious.
We've been doing it for the last 11 years, and every 5 years, pretty much, we have changed the program that we put up so that we can bring all corners of the town and area together. So different group of people participate in different programs. From this year onwards, we are doing this Laughing Lungs for next 5 years. And the main idea is to laugh together while learning more about lung cancer prevention and be aware what can happen and how we can ourselves take care of ourselves.
So much in our history, we've had asbestos. Asbestos was used everywhere.
That's correct. Yeah.
And in the military especially, they had it in a lot of the different
military, mines, mills, shipyards, any industry that is dealing with insulation, all those have used asbestos at some point, and people who are working there are exposed to those. So it's very important to be aware, and especially Because those people are eligible for screening, special screening they can go through if they are exposed to certain, basically certain time duration is there. It's not like you just see it, and it's working in those environments when you're breathing in and out the air, and the particles have a risk of getting settled in the lungs.
The VA has programs for this, but even out in town, I think that's covered. Under the insurance?
I think so, yeah. It should be covered. So those who have been exposed, they need to be aware and they need to get it screened. And if they have any symptoms, they need to pay attention.
And this, you know, for your younger guys, and well, you know what, we weren't using asbestos, but if you're in construction and you're tearing things down,
it's the same thing. Yeah, you're breaking the particles in the destruction.
And you're breathing it in.
And you're breathing it in. So nowadays, actually, I see people more aware. They're putting masks. Which we weren't doing before.
No, because nobody really knew about it.
Yeah.
But the worrying about asbestos has been around now for a while.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people are aware of that, but maybe not. So if you've been if you worked around asbestos in your younger years and you're thinking, well, gosh, you know, maybe I should be screened, you go out and do that. I mean, they can take a look at it.
Right.
You know, what can it tell you, though? Okay, I was in the Navy and I was building, you know, all these ships and all that, or I was working in a shipyard.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if you're around asbestos, the asbestos fibers goes into your lungs?
Right. It's a microfibers which are like basically they're non-dissolvable and they deposit in the lower portions of the lung. And over a period of time, what happens is your lungs react to it and make fibrosis.
Uh-huh.
So one of the component is, of course, it damages the lung, but in the process of repeated reconstruction and making fibrosis and all that, there is a risk of lung cancer increasing in those areas as well. And especially if somebody is smoking as well on top of it, then it multiplies. The risk multiplies and there is a much higher risk.
You probably don't see this, but the black lung from people working in
coal mines. Absolutely. Coal mines, and cadmium exposure, those are also one of the risk factors on those.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew about coal. Everybody talks about black lung.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but cadmium?
Cadmium exposure, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Minerals, silica exposure, cadmium exposure, and some of these things which we don't think sometimes, right? Talc, silica is in talc.
Oh, now this has been a bunch of lawsuits lately.
Yeah, but that's, they haven't found in lung cancer per se, the role of talc as much, but even though we know that people use talcum powder and stuff for the...
And we do it on our babies all the time.
Right, yeah, but it's not, somehow I don't see the numbers on it. But clearly silica does affect the... It's one of the risk factors.
Well, who would have thought that using talcum powder would be a risk factor in cancer?
You never know. Some big lawsuits comes up, and then we have talcum powder.
There you are. There you are. Yeah, I'm thinking about, I wonder how much talcum powder mom used on me when I was little. And some of my people I know right now, probably, Vint, I think, is still using talcum powder.
Right.
Okay. We need to take a break here. When we come back, the research on lung cancer, I think maybe we have a chance. Research on lung cancer has not gathered all the money, but all of the attention that it should have. And you've said this before.
That's true. And that is one reason which made me think that we need to pay more attention. And that was one reason why we have this non-for-profit called Lung Affair, through which we raise attention, raise awareness among the people, because guess what? Our county is supposed to be the highest lung cancer cases in California, and the biggest, second big surprise is California has highest number of lung cancer cases in the whole U.S. And these statistics are coming from three to four years. It's not current, actually. I must say that, but these I haven't checked most recently. It has been that way.
California is number one in the country, and Shasta County is number one in California. Well, let's talk about that when we get back, about why that might be.
Yeah.
Hey, it's 8:29 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Mm-hmm. They've got classes on CCW, as many people I know. And that, they've got classes ranging from just your basic CCW to two different types of advanced CCW, about using your pistol, drawing your pistol, going behind cover, all of these. From Northern Firearms Instruction, just a variety of different classes. Check it out on usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka. This is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. And, you know, really, you don't think about it until Dr. Dhanuka comes on the show and talks about it. We'll be right back.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders, the cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at reddingrancheria.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
"Best service yet, guys. Thanks."
Gene commented,
"Always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient."
Pat wrote,
"The crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out."
Lindsay said,
"We always come here, amazing and fast."
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
And breathe. Just breathe.
Just breathe. That was good. I like that. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on the studio, in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. People say, well, why do you say that about, you know, Free Fire Radio, because you're Free Fire Radio? Yeah, we are, from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, but we have a lot of shows on, a lot of local shows on at 6 o'clock in the evenings, and we also have a lot of shows on Saturday and Sunday, all local shows, all different shows, that gets out different types of viewpoints all through from our community. 8:34 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, you had enough of plumbing, painting, yard work, trying to figure out what to cook every night? River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. That's right. You can head on down there. And gourmet chefs, great place to have your stuff there. They're pet friendly if you want to travel and all this, but a great place for meeting other people and enjoying your life. That's what it's about. River Commons Senior Living. It's not assisted living. It's seniors living with, you know, living in an atmosphere of happiness and, you know, and being able to move around and do what you want to do. Call 530-238-5981. Talk to Brian and get a, you get a courtesy tour, and you get to probably have lunch with them there and talk to the people that live there. I know a lot of people, not a lot, but I know several that have gone there after the fires because they've said, you know, that's enough. I'm taking my insurance money, and I'm just going to enjoy the rest of my life here without having to worry about my yard. River Commons Senior Living. I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, and we're talking, this is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. There is an event this Saturday at the Pilgrim Congregational Church at 2850 Foothill Boulevard, to and they're raising money and awareness for lung cancer. Because one of the things is lung cancer doesn't get all the attention because people a lot of times think, oh, well, you brought that on yourselves. And that's not true.
That's not true. We know that smoking does impact lung cancer incidence, and most of the lung cancers are because of smoking, but it is not 100%. There are about 15% cancers which are coming on people who have never smoked.
Mm-hmm.
And there are about total 65% lung cancers that happen in people who have quit smoking for more than 15 years and never smoked. So it's a big chunk of people who have already taken care and still they are getting it.
So 65% of the people that get lung cancer, they've either stopped over 15 years ago or have never smoked.
Or have never smoked.
So, okay. Wow.
So we need to pay attention that we are blaming wrong here. And blame is not the right attitude in this kind of situation, mm-hmm. especially when we are seeing more lung cancers after 60, older population. And whatever is past and they have been exposed throughout their life, it ends up coming.
I tell you what, mm-hmm. I every time I read about somebody else comes up, oh, I was in the burn pits, you know, I was burning garbage, or I was burning
exactly.
the refuse from the this. Oh, I was in the smoke in a rock, you know, for 4 days, you know, sucking this stuff in.
Right.
Or I was, you know, you're exposed here, you're exposed there. Every time something new comes up, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I'm dodging the bullet or what, but it's a, it makes me, you know, because I don't smoke. And so, you know, but I've been in plenty of places where I've abused my body
exactly.
with things and had to breathe.
And sometimes and it's as invisible and as which you are not manipulating or doing anything here as radon. I mean, think of radon. It's an invisible gas which, you know, radioactive substance up on the ground. And some people know that their area has it. Some people don't know it. And it's mostly like in you have basements and under the ground, some areas. You when you do your home inspection, you can find it if you want. You look at it. But how many of us are aware of it? And that's number two reason for having lung cancers.
Wow. Now, is radon, do you see a lot of that around here?
I don't know. I honestly don't
know.
You
have radon detectors you can buy. They're only like $15.
And
you can plug them in.
Exactly.
You put them low in the low on your.
They can come and tell you. Your home inspection people can tell
yeah.
you if it is there or not. But I don't know how much incidence here locally
yeah.
we have
yeah.
of that.
Okay, here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
The car fire made us all breathe smoke for months.
Mm-hmm.
Am I at risk?
Smoking in the environment, pollution, all the, like general diesel pollution in the air, all those are risk factors. Question is how long you were being exposed to it. If it is just like, you know, car fire happened a week, 3 days, 4 days.
Well, and let's just say for a month.
For a month, if suppose you say it, very slight increase, but I wouldn't say that would be a risk factor outright.
Okay.
I think it's more chronic exposure to something that causes repeated changes in the mucosal lining of the lung tissue. That is a risk factor. That kind of predisposes your tissues to move in that direction.
Okay. Are we finding new ways of treating? Is there, I mean, every time you come on, it's been, you know, we talk about lung cancer. We see each other a lot, but we don't talk.
lung cancer all the time.
Usually we're kind of like, you know, standing around at a party or something like this, you know, chit-chatting. But, or you're having over for dinner. But the treatments, are there been any advances in lung cancer?
Yeah. Carl, we are in an age, changing, rapidly changing age, and I'm so privileged and I feel glad that I'm there in oncology for that reason, because the latest advancements, latest changes, we learn about it. It's just fascinating what we are going through right now, especially in the treatment side and oncology. And lung cancer is one of the beneficiaries of these newer therapies that have come out, especially the we had, like, you know, older treatments, then we had the targeted group of treatments, and now the immunotherapies are doing remarkable job at helping people and improving the survival there.
Okay, what's an immunotherapy?
Immunotherapy means it's helping your own immune cells to boost their potential and fight the cancer and kill the cancer.
Yeah, I've read about this, that you can, what you're doing is your body is turning on the cancer, and instead of the cancer taking you, you're taking them on from, you're using your your internal systems there.
How we understand is, like, you know, we have already pre-existing system, defense system in our body,
right?
And immune system is, multiple layers of immune system is present that helps contain, fight, detect early on, so we don't get cancer.
Right.
But tumors, the cancer cells, are part of our own body cells, right?
Right.
And they are smart too, just like we are smart, right?
Uh-huh.
So they also devise ways to bypass that immune surveillance which we have in our bodies, right? And the reason they are able to cause the cancer is because they are able to bypass that system from some tiny changes and mechanisms that at molecular level that they are doing in the body, right?
Right.
So what happens is, once they are able to cause the cancer, these treatments that are coming up are geared towards confirming these, our own system to go back and hit at those cancer cells which have bypassed it.
Okay.
So it helps. It's more targeted and more specific, but there are kind of like different kind of, what I would say is there is no medicine without side effects, right?
Right, right.
And it's our illusion that herbs and supplements are absolutely side effect free. But the fact is, anything, any chemical that we put in our body brings about changes in our body. We are a bag of chemicals, if you will, right? So these things, even though they are very safe from the traditional side effects that we used to have from our chemotherapies, but they have a different set of side effects. And some of them are not that simple and not that, they can be pretty harsh and toxic too. But the fact remains that their potential is immense. They're doing a remarkable job at improving the survival in people where we were some, like, stage 4 cancer, lung cancer patients. You know, we were saying, oh, 2-3 months if nothing is done, and if treatments, probably a year. That was used to be our dictum 4-5 years ago. You know, prognosis wise, general prognosis. It's changing a lot with these newer therapies in terms of, like, people are living 2 years, 3 years, and that is a great achievement, I would say, especially because we didn't have as much in lung cancer as we should and we would like to.
Well, it sounds like to me, you know, and every, you know, and it's like you say, every day there's things happening. You read about people using the immunotherapy and how they're trying to find vaccines to.
That's correct. Yeah.
But each cancer is different, so it's got to be a type of. Is each type of cancer has to have its own vaccine, or?
That's what they're. Some of the vaccines are coming out, and they are coming out with melanoma vaccines. Lung cancer, I haven't heard any vaccine from for lung cancer yet. But definitely they're coming out with more and more, because it has to be, the more we go into the molecular levels, the more specific it becomes.
Right.
And so one thing cannot treat everything unless we make the whole immune system hyper, which again has its side effects. So
what's the side effect if my immune system is hyper?
You can have autoimmune system diseases that you have. It's almost like hyper immune system in our body. So your body is reacting to everything that is happening. So it's kind of like it might move in that direction. We don't want that either, right? So it's a very fine tuning that is required.
You know, I'm glad you're doing this, Dr. Danuka. I was going to call you Pramila. I'm glad you're doing this, Dr. Danuka, because I'm just saying, is like, I think we throw everything into it. And then if you become hyperimmune means is that anything that touches your body, your immune system is going to go on high alert, right?
Right. But then what happens is, like, you have those colitis, all kind of itis, different things which we are trying to avoid as well. So it's not that simple, just, you know, making it this way, it will help us. We are a beautiful product.
We are a beautiful product, aren't we?
Yeah.
You know, as a doctor, I bet that I find it amazing.
Me too.
What an organism we are here, and how we were formed in all of this, that that it just works. But then there's things out there that, you know, that we put into our bodies, or we breathe, or these things. Like, I want to ask you about vaping when we get back. Okay.
I just wanted to say, Carl, you know, the more I learn about human body, I have been a student of human body for a very long time now, and the more I learn about it, the more fascinated I get. It's just beautiful, marvelous, and the systems after system, you learn and you just, your eyes and your, the whole thing fascinating.
It is.
I just can't cease to admire what we are.
You know, that's great to hear that from doctors. And, you know, a lot of them, you know, you are just obviously...
All levels. I mean, you
all
know...
All levels.
All levels. Microscopic levels, you look at the systems, or like macro levels and everything. Uh-huh. It's just marvelous.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break then. This portion of the show, and it's probably right, is from Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has helped you keep that magnificent organism that we have, our body, keep it going. And they've got, they're one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. And you think about that, 50 of them in the nation, and Shasta Regional is in the top 50 of that. Not only that, but they're also an accredited advanced primary stroke facility. They have all of these things they're doing, plus the little things that are so important to us, like the separate ward they have to take the 5150s, those in danger of hurting themselves or others, and putting them in a ward so they can get them stabilized and get them back on their road to recovery. All this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with Dr. Pramila Danuka. Hey.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally-owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area.
Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop by South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
So what's scorecard scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off my leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
My name is Mike Gutierrez. I'm a 40-year resident in Shasta County, and I served honorably and proudly in the United States Marine Corps from 1967 to 70 with a tour in Vietnam. My experiences and lessons that I learned in the Marine Corps continue to benefit me even today. Semper Fi.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks you for your service and your sacrifice. United in care.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
And now back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Just went down there the other day and had a great experience, as usual. Better known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments. Give them a call at 244-9478, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, and we're talking lung cancer awareness. This is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Let's talk about vaping.
Sure.
Because, you know what, this is everywhere you turn around, people are talking about it. Impact?
See, the problem with the impact is we don't have any measured statistics on vaping impact because it's too early. For vaping to have caused cancer, it takes about 20 years of exposure before we'll get those data. But can we really expose our kids and ourselves to that much for that long? Should we? That's the big question right now.
So the big question is a lot of kids do this vaping.
Mm-hmm.
And then vaping seems like there's a rise in cigarette smoking at the same time. And people can put different types of material, from what I understand,
that's
in these
right.
vaping pens.
That's right.
Whether it's a marijuana type or a nicotine type.
Right. See, when we were aware and all this work we have been doing on smoking, everybody's sensitized to the idea that smoking is bad, right?
Right.
So people are careful and kids are careful. They're staying away from it. What happens is these companies, commercial companies, make it cool. It's cool to be vaping, right? And on top of it, I don't know where they come up with this, that it's safe to be vaping. Now, this cool and safe words, deadly words, especially for little kids, because it makes them do things, promotes it, and they're coming up with these different flavors on top of it to attract them more towards it, okay? Now, the problem what is happening is little kids, they don't have the medical background. They don't. They're not seeing. Even we don't have the statistics to prove it right now.
Uh-huh.
So we are all keeping our mouths shut, right? But we know from just the, what we know about other chemicals and things that it is not as safe. We can definitely say it's not as safe as it is portrayed to be.
Okay.
Know?
So they're saying is that, oh, it doesn't cause any problems. It's just water or
right.
some kind of vapor that
they
goes
They make
into
their
your
money
lungs.
In next 20 years, and then they come out and say, okay, we didn't know it. Do we want to get to that point? Right?
No, we
while,
don't.
While killing the yeah. whole generation of people with chemicals.
Well, you know, you see these instances where kids have their lungs are failing that have been vaping.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, there's not a lot of those,
but still, it is there.
Still.
You know it is there. And see, the problem what happens is this, I have a big problem with this word safe.
Uh-huh.
When you declare something safe without actually checking, you even the people who are declaring it that it doesn't have, it's safe, they don't have any data to prove that it is safe. But they can write safe.
You can write anything you want.
You can write anything you want. But for people like us who are saying that this is bad for you, we have to gather data before we can say that it is not safe for you.
You know, and we had the Athletes Against Vaping
yeah.
in here, and it was really interesting to hear these young people talk.
Right.
That they have kids in school that, you know, the teacher's looking, you know, is writing on the board. Here they are. They're vaping back there. And so we also have the, and then you got, like you said, they're flavored.
Right.
Because they're flavored. Oh, this is cool.
Exactly. And then it goes. Kids are very affected by the social environment around them. And
uh-huh.
one kid does it and another one, and it just gets spread like that. And that is the problem. And these chemicals are no better than any chemicals we have known otherwise. Same effect they're doing is they're damaging the lung tissue at a molecular level, having fibrosis, destroying their lungs. We just don't have the cancer data, but we have other damaging data that can be implicated in mm-hmm. any of them. The other problem is those chemicals that they're putting in those pens or whatever, they are pretty what we call potent
okay.
and toxic.
Concentrated
chemicals. It's not just the fume that is coming out. It's the chemical that is sitting in that pen. And there have been reported cases where if somebody by mistake consumes all of them, they have died. So it's not safe. That's what I'm trying to say. It's no way safe. And when we give permission that it is safe, then they're doing it, not just the kids. Older people are doing it. Everybody is doing it. It's
They see their older brothers or sisters
yeah.
doing it. And you see, there's actually, they were saying that sometimes
parents
were
doing it in the house.
Well, parents, but they were providing these vape pens to their kids.
Right.
So do you have to be 18 right now to use it or not?
No, that's what the problem is. In schools, they're having such difficult time. One part of our program, this Lung Affair program, is that we send smoking cessation educator to schools mm-hmm. to talk to middle school and high school kids about smoking cessation. And we have added vaping to that program as well. The educator is supposed to enlighten, educate them about the potential side effects that can happen. And what they're seeing is the teachers are not able to take these things off from the kids in the class even. They're hiding, they're using it while they're in the, and this has almost become a gateway thing. People, kids who are vaping, their next step is smoking. So we are going back in time. Here we are trying to get the major smoking starts in middle school nowadays, not even in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And there is definite statistics to prove that if a kid does not smoke till 12th grade, they'll never smoke in their life. So our main focus is on the children who are trying to get into this early on, it's middle school and high school. And now what is happening is they're just going through vaping program first and then go on to the smoking.
You know, this is this in itself is a show we should be bringing in kids and asking them, why are you vaping? And don't you know that this can hurt you? And
they don't know.
They don't know that. Or they think, hey, you know what? I'm 15. I've got, you know, nothing's going to hurt me because I'm, you know, nothing's ever going to hurt me. I'm 15 years old.
You they're indestructible at
they're
that age.
They're indestructible. There's the word. Hey, we put out a whole lot of information today. The big thing I want to remind everybody about Laughing Lungs, it's going to be this Saturday. It's going to be at the Pilgrim Congregational Church. You can learn about more about this. But there's also going to be a stand-up comedian.
Stephen B.
Yeah, who is, you know, he's in the big time. He's open for Weird Al and Michael Bolton and Julio Iglesias. He's going to be talking. It'll be humorous, but it's also going to be a learning experience for everybody. And that's going to be this Saturday. For more information, call Pace Cancer Center at 247-1425 or Pulse Urgent Care at 722-1111. And I want to thank you so much for being here again with us, Dr. Danuka.
Thank you for having me, Carl. It's always a pleasure being here.
Well, I always learn a whole lot of stuff when you come through here. And then I passed this on to other people. People had some questions answered. And if you have any questions for Dr. Danuka specifically, give her a call at 247-1425 and set up an appointment.
Thank you. Yep.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow is Wednesday. And we've got a lot of things happening tomorrow also. Like, I believe it's the EDC is with us tomorrow. We'll be right, I should say we'll be right back. We'll see you tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Wills.